find Monday Night Talk on Facebook and share your opinions. Go to 959WATD.com/Monday Night Talk.
And we are back. Joining us on the phone line is State Representative Jeff Deal, representing the 7th Plymouth District. Bob, what are the towns that the 7th Plymouth District cover?
They cover Whitman.
Yep.
Abington.
Yep.
And East Bridgewater.
Wow.
You thought you had me, didn't you?
You're a superstar. And joining us is Jeff Deal. Jeff, how are you, sir?
Hey, Bob gets a gold star for getting the towns just right. Perfect. Doing well. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, congratulations for being a part of that effort, that grassroots effort that was recognized last Thursday. Kind of talk to us about being a part of the award ceremony and going up to the stage and accepting the award.
Well, let me back up and say that I had no idea there was even an award ceremony for political campaigns and things like that. It was something that completely blew me away when I found out we were nominated for the best ballot measure in the country. And then I found out that the award ceremony was down in New Orleans. So you didn't have to twist my arm too hard to get me to go. But it was very interesting to be in a room full of a lot of major campaigns. In fact, one of the national winners for best campaigns was the Joni Ernst U.S. Senate campaign. And so, you know, you're around a lot of people. I mean, James Carville was there. I mean, I think people know him from CNN, and he was a noted political strategist with the Clinton family, you know, during Bill Clinton's time in office. So it was just a lot of heavyweights down there that were involved in politics and involved in campaigns. And when we were, announced as the winner, we had myself, Holly Robichaud, who writes for the Herald, and sort of quarterbacked this as the manager, and then Steve Aylward, who was also a volunteer as a state committee man for Massachusetts GOP party. So, you know, the three of us were down there to kind of represent the hundreds of thousands of people. Actually, we had over a million people vote for our ballot question, and we were a winner. And but it was really, 167,000 people signed the signature forms that we needed. Thousands of people, helped organize and donate. And then, hundreds of people were core organizers that went around the state to spread the message. So this was a win for the people of Massachusetts, not only, in their taxes as far as making the legislature accountable if any tax is going to go up, but also to show that they have a voice and that voice can be heard and actually heard in such a way that it was heard nationally. So it was a really exciting time. I thought it was really impressive to get that win, I think, for the people of Massachusetts.
If I could ask, was it like you were up against other ballot measures as well? What were some of the other ballot measures that you were competing against and ultimately won against?
You know, it's funny you say that. They didn't actually do runner-up things like that. So I'm not even sure what the other ballot measure. There was over, I think, 108 different ballot measures that filed for us. But they didn't actually announce runner-up or after that. So that's a great question. I know there were the best of 108, but I'm not sure what they were. I just know that we won. And by the way, the other thing, too, is it was a unanimous decision by the judges. They told us that afterwards, at the reception afterwards. They said that, between the fact that we were outspent 31-1, $3 million versus $95,000 that we were able to raise, it was really an unheard of, kind of win. Especially, knowing that it's the legislature passed it. It's a fairly blue state when it comes to Democratic control, and yet the effort of the grassroots team really showed through. So it was a unanimous decision, and that was pretty neat too.
How does that energize you and this grassroots group for future endeavors to go out if something like this arises again? That it's something that can be done if you have the proper mentality.
Well, it's funny. We actually have changed the committee that was working on this was called Tank the Gas Tax. We've created now a group called MTBA, Massachusetts Taxpayers' Best Ally. And we're going to use that as sort of a new group or everybody that was volunteering before work under that banner on future issues. So we're looking at a few different possible ideas for the next session, one of which is trying to return the sales tax back to 5%. I think that it was supposed to be a temporary 6.25%. Those temporary things tend to stay around forever, including the, income tax that went up and never really went down until it was sort of indexed downwards, which know, the voters didn't want, but that's what the legislature did. So we're going to be trying to work on what the taxpayers really care about under that banner, and that's the, I think, the goal for the future. I should, too, mention that there were two other Massachusetts campaigns that won this year. Ryan Fatman, he's a state senator out in the central part of the state. His campaign manager won local campaign manager of the year. Her name is Jordan Anderson. And Mike Firestone was the campaign manager for Maura Healey for Attorney General, and she won state he won state campaign manager for her race. So, actually, Massachusetts placed three different top prizes in this year's national races across the country. So, it was again, it was really a very interesting and exciting night for Massachusetts politics, I guess.
Well, Jeff, congratulations to you and to your campaign for getting the tax repealed. Because a lot of people have kind of lost hope with government that somebody can physically come forward, a grassroots organization, and turn something over that was that big. Because when it was first championed by you, there were a lot of naysayers that said, this is just another waste of time. We're going to have this tax forever and ever and ever, and it's just going to continue to go up. So it gives people in the state that backbone of hope of we can make a difference. Because as you know, it's getting harder and harder for people to run for offices in different communities and smaller community groups, because they're losing faith with a lot of this stuff. So it reinforces that something can be done if you physically get out, roll up your sleeves, do the hard work. So again, congratulations, Jeff. It was a great effort, and well, obviously Bob, came up successful.
Bob, as somebody who, you know, clearly on the school board, you head up a group of people that are dedicated, you know, individuals that give up their time and energy. You know, certainly have been doing it for years. Each individual person is able to make things happen, and that's what this message was too. Your school board has been dealing with, you know, cuts and cuts and cuts. As I know last week we're at that school board meeting that was where you decided the budget, and it's very difficult. And you're able to, you know, still try to achieve what we need for our kids in a tougher environment. I know, you know, we're hoping to turn things around in the coming few years, and with a new governor. I know he. By the way, we're going to be voting this Wednesday to release $30 million across the state for pothole repairs, and that was after $100 million of additional Chapter 90 funds he released. So, you know, I think the governor's trying to do what he can to turn things around for our local towns, and this was just a campaign that was for the individual, because you know what? We couldn't vote for them. They had to ultimately put that circle, that little dot in, and say yes on one. And again, over a million people did it, and that was really what made things happen. So the individual does have a lot more power in the state than I think they are aware of, and that's what we need to do, is get people to work, you know, be aware of what's going on, and then take the next step to be active as well.
We are speaking with a state representative, Jeff Deal. Before we let you go, just to kind of before we segue into our next segment in a couple of moments here, we're going to be speaking with Brock DeMayor, Bill Carpenter, and Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald, as they're going to be part of the opioid addiction working group that is going to be coming to the Plymouth area at the Memorial Hall on 83 Court Street. One of the things that I plan on asking both of these gentlemen when we speak with them in a few moments, I think it's great that we see this working group that's going around the state to kind of find ways to help folks who are addicted. But I know that some of your colleagues up on the House are looking at ways to generate revenue, and they're looking at legalizing a drug that some folks have seen as being a gateway drug to harder drugs, and that is the legalization of marijuana. What's your thought on that proposal that could be going forth this year?
Yeah, so we've already legalized medical marijuana, and we actually have decriminalized small amounts if somebody's possessing a small amount. However, this is sort of going for that bigger piece, which is the full legalization for recreational use. And this is where I'm not a believer in it. There's some opioid awareness groups in my district. EB Hope is a great one out of East Bridgewater. They can tell you, the parents can tell you, that I don't care what anybody says, the use of marijuana tends to be a gateway drug into heavier uses. Yes, there's prescription drug abuse that then leads to heroin use. But it is clearly, marijuana is to me a slippery slope into harder drug use as well. So I'm not going to be for it, and I'm very, you know, unfortunately, I think it's going to be a ballot question, and I think we're going to have to do what we can to make people aware of the facts. But this opioid public listening session that's going to be happening down at Memorial Hall this coming Thursday from 4 to 6, Court Street. It's Court Street in Plymouth. That is a great first step because, you know, people need to go and hear about what's going on in their neighborhoods, what they can do. If they've got suggestions, they can give it back to the governor and tell him, you know, and his staff what needs to be done in their mind. So we have to have a big dialogue to try to fix this, especially if we're going to be trying to legalize marijuana down the road.
Well, we, Representative, we want to thank you for joining us for a few minutes, and we want to congratulate you once again, you and your group's efforts in regards to repealing that gas tax, and the future endeavors that you're going to embark on hopefully will be just as successful.
Well, thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Bob, and have a great show. And, you know, again, I look forward to I'm going to keep listening because the sheriff, I know, is hosting this opioid thing. I'm going to be going to it as well. It's critical that our communities be aware of this, so thank you for that as well.
There you go. There he
thanks,
is.
Thanks, Jeff.
State Rep. Jeff Deal. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.